down and well grounded and retuned to start our other items. This is also our rod. This is a fantastic.
What, why is the, so would you say that the mousse that you're making for dessert, or that you made for dessert, is that necessarily good for you, health-wise? Is it healthy?
Yes. It's desserts is concentrated in energy-wise because sweetener. Sweetener, which is, sweetener here is honey or dates. Today it's mainly honey, as we forgot to soak dates previously. You can combine both, or you can play with one, and also it has cashews, so nuts, so also makes energy, most condensed energy. And fruits, banana, which came in the 33 chocolate mousse, so also fruits also is high energy food. They are rich in calories and sugar, so direct nice sugar. Easy to digest and assimilate. I thought one cannot eat also too much in raw food. That's another secrecy.
Yeah.
Raw foods, once you eat, just body is getting very sensitive. First of all, once you begin to eat raw food, all you get detoxified. All the toxins are getting removed, starting from your tongue to your end of your intestine, end of our digestive tract. So you become very sensitive, and due to this one reason, mind, body, mind and brain, everything is tuning in more sensitive. And we would listen to our body. The body, I found in my experience and in theory, that's what they taught, that body is like something which you give nutrition. It needs to sustain itself. It needs to, it has innate wisdom, the mechanism, or you can call, which needs to sustain itself. And for that, it gives symptoms, messages for us. I need that and I need this. So this is called body language. Through raw food, you get more sensitive to listen to your body language, while the other way around it's cooked food, you become more blunt and blunt. For one reason, that the body doesn't get enough nutrients. So in raw food, the raw sweets, once you get it, and then it tells you, oh, I'm full now. And easy for you to know it, and there is no question of craving. Maybe very short, because of still some people are in their mind, so that's where they might go in craving. Craving is much more claimed, experience also is reduced and will reduce soon. Body also is a key, body plays a key role in deconditioning the mind. The nutrition is a key word for the body. Many addictions and cravings we would lose, it all comes back to the nutrition of your body. Once you feed enough nutrition, it does not put you in cravings. And addictions comes in all in falsehood. If you are sending true energy and true food, then you don't get what you get. In raw food, you would, I will not believe almost, unless they are really sick in their mind. Even then also it is a short time, a phase, that you get addicted because of that, not able to let go of the fear. It's very precipitated, very old fears, and also affects many others. It depends on your emotional integrity. Fears can come from many sources, childhood or even before birth, during birth, traumatic experiences also. All they come and govern the emotional system and fear. So it's a good practice for me, because in future I have high standard expectations for high standard preparation of food. Then it was my heritage. And I'm going to school also. In fact, it's the same thing. I was so happy and surprised about him. That each time I meet up, when we are, like you were students and I was one of the students, and we assembled, and then we first put our hands together and we first almost my feeling and how beautiful. Whatever we are, we don't have to check in. We don't talk stories. How it was, how I was, and who is working on the story.
Sure.
Right this moment, we have to just be here in this moment and be honored and tune in and
warm out.
And then maybe in the morning when we wake up, the very morning. And then they spell out one person can very briefly can do one quality which they would like to put in the menu. So we'll read out the menu, what we are going to make, and then people who are called for it, in the dishes and the menu, different dishes, who are called, they would, I will do the dressing, I will do the salad, and I will do cauliflower rice, and choose, then or pears, and I can also pair.
So there's no talking while you're preparing?
Rarely. Rarely. Mostly we work individually. We seldom, because I would have a dish if you have taken, you need assistance. So chop. Of course, some small chops can come, but it's very, very focused and nice.
Yeah.
Because that's also the American standard in the sense that you have to have to do a lot of work, but it was not stressful. And I like this thing sound because I really don't like people talking about their stories there.
I tell you, there are nearly 2008, when the day I got into States onwards, several people just hearing that I'm going to open a restaurant, people were offering so many kinds of names, inspirational food, revolution, and raw food, soul food, conscious food, and many, many, many. And I came with Sanskrit names and Tamil names, and I was just waiting, never rang any bell in me. But trusting with the trust, I was waiting. Right moment it will come. And so we called last week and told me that, oh, you know what? I got in the found that name for our raw food restaurant.
So what's your raw food center called?
Sat, Chit, Ananda. Three words.
I've learned the first two, but what's
Sat?
What's
Sat
on?
Is truth.
Yeah.
Chit is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Ananda on? Is bliss.
Bliss?
Yeah. This one is, this one has come from B. And I've resonated and I accept. I like it.
What's your favorite raw food?
It's hard to tell.
I know, I'm sure it is.
You can ask me. What's the more often what I eat?
Okay.
That could be just simple salad, lettuce, and tomatoes, and cucumbers. Vegetables can be any, whatever, but simple, with sweet and sour, sweet and dressing, which is banana, lemon juice, and some nuts. Fantastic food we have is coconut, all gradation. Young coconut, middle grown and thick, well matured, and water, and so likewise, then I began to find mangoes we have chickpeas, and